throw it into the teeth of those ball hawks that Harbor Beach has. And they made him pay.
And let's take a look at the Harbor Beach defensive stats so far. 50 tackles on the day, one tackle for a loss, two sacks for 9 yards, two interceptions for 30 yards, and one touchdown. No fumbles on the day and no penalties for the Harbor Beach defense. Leading all tacklers for Harbor Beach and Pawan Westphalia. Number 21 for Harbor Beach, Devin Lemansky with 10 tackles. Travis Essmaker, 5 tackles. Colin Cook with 3. Josh Shelke with 2. Eli Kraft with 3. Number 20, Chris Keys with 1 tackle. DJ Ridner, 5 tackles. Number 50, George Sutherland, 7 tackles. 63, Jake Shoemaker with 3 tackles. Austin Ginther with 5 tackles on the day. Josh Wan, 3. Hessling with 1 and 1 and 2 unknown tackles on the day. The tackle for loss goes to Colin Cook for 2 yards. The sacks go to George Sutherland, number 50, for 4 yards, and Josh Wan for 5 yards. And interceptions both to Eli Kraft, one for a pick 6 for 30 yards. The other one was down on the spot. But really, when Pawama Westphalia was even thinking about getting something going here in the last waning moments, Eli Kraft said, not so fast, I'm just going to score instead.
Absolutely right. He turned that defense around. You know, we were talking, he's a little banged up now. He's going to use the rest well. But when he's back there in that defensive backfield, as a quarterback himself, he reads the opposing quarterbacks better than anyone. And when that ball was lofted into the air, he's already streaking over there. And he's just a guy you almost want to consider a Darrell Revis, if you will, a guy that you just, you know, if he's on the left side of the field, your pass plays might as well go to the right side.
Right, I brought up that 4-5-9-40 at the beginning of the game, not only at quarterback, but you can talk about it defensively, side to side of the field, getting two tackles. By the time the ball hits the receiver, he's already there either making the tackle or deflecting it, or in the case in the fourth quarter, getting the interception for the touchdown. So his speed is definitely a huge attribute to how successful he is on the football field. But I thought Harbor Beach as a whole defensively, the linebackers and defensive linemen played well today too. I don't want to give all credit to Eli Kraft, even though he was probably the most dominant defender and player on the field today, which is as usual. The defensive line and linebackers played well today too for Harbor Beach.
Before we get to our final thoughts from both our analysts here for WLAW Sports, let's take a look at the media roundtable. If you recall back to the pregame show, Paul Adams, actually all three, chose Harbor Beach to win. Paul Adams said it was going to be 42-20, so a 22-point differential. Mike Meisner said it was going to be Harbor Beach 35-21 for a 14-point differential. It was actually the same score that Dave Hansen initially chose, but he decided to change it, and Dave Hansen went with Harbor Beach 38-28 with a 10-point differential. And the banter got a little heavy going into the timeouts at the end of the game there, but Mike Meisner actually pulled it out. He said 14 points was actually 17 points with a score of 31-14. So Mike Meisner takes the victory from the regional finals. He now has a record of 1-0. Paul Adams is 1-1, and Dave Hansen is 0-2.
Ooh.
In the media roundtable.
Kind of like the Michigan Wolverines record in the Big Ten, Clark.
Well, you know, whenever I'm having a bad day, I just say, you know what? I have 48 more yards than Michigan's running game right now. So that just really seems to wake me up and put a smile on my face every day.
Paul Adams is listening on his ride home and just laughing about us right now.
I'm sure he is.
Something like that. I think he might not be the only one, but except they're laughing at us. Today's game broadcast was brought to you by Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring, Granny's Hunting Center in Bad Axe, Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sebring, Sandusky, Carroll, and Frankmuth, Moore Motors of Carroll, Clark Ramsey Farm Bureau Insurance, Saginaw Valley State University, Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning of Bad Axe, Molly Coon of Sandusky in Richmond, B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, Thumb Sale, the 4G LTE Network, the Talk of the Thumb, Elber Insurance of Harbor Beach and Port Hope, the Michigan High School Athletic Association, and K&S Insurance of Harbor Beach. Cellular and internet services for this broadcast were provided by the blazing speed of 4G LTE Thumb Sailors Network, the Talk of the Thumb. This game broadcast was copyrighted presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights reserved, reproduction or redistribution of this program in any manner, including reproduction or distribution on the internet without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated, is strictly prohibited. All right, now
strictly.
As I'm catching my breath here, that's strictly prohibited. That's right. Don't even think about it. Mike Meisner, final thoughts from week 3, the regional finals.
Final thoughts are, we commented in the first half about the excessive celebration penalty in the special teams of Pawama Westphalia. And there was a big penalty in the beginning of the fourth quarter. I believe there was still 8 minutes left when their sideline actually got a unsportsmanlike conduct 15-yard penalty. That was huge for them. They were not out of the game. They were only down 10 points with 8 minutes left, which actually, if they would have scored on that drive, would have put it within a three-point game. But that penalty, I think, really hurt them on their special teams. That was a big play. A lot of smaller stuff. Harbor Beach just did a lot of the little things right, and I think that's why they come out of this game. They were not bigger at all of a football team. Actually, they were outsized, like I was telling you before. The wide receiver on Austin Sells is actually 6'3", and he's 5'6", and he only had one reception that I'm aware of over top of him. So they defended very well for being an undersized team and hit very well and tackled very well. But Harbor Beach is going to play a team that is going to be, well, the defending state champs, number one next week, a team that's deep in the playoffs annually. And depending on location, it could almost be a home game for Ishpeming, about an 8-mile drive as opposed to an 8-hour drive if it is at the Thumb Dome.
That's pretty even.
If it is at the Thumb Dome. But we'll see where it ends up being and see what Harbor Beach can do. But they're going to have a very, very tough football team to play next week.
Dave Hanson.
Harbor Beach is fan crew will all be making that game, I'm sure. So I know Harbor Beach's fan base, they travel very well, so I don't foresee that being too big of a deal. Ishpeming is going to have to play a heck of a game to beat this Harbor Beach team. What I seen here today was just a game that was won right from the get-go by Harbor Beach. They set the tone, they executed a game plan, and minus the third quarter where they missed some tackles and had a couple penalties their way, which they usually don't have. They really manhandled this game. And, you know, the score is a little bit wilder than what it really was. The pick six really sort of separated the score at the end and got Michael the Media Roundtable win. But they
– It was just luck.
I had 10 points, too. All week – not to cut you off, but all week I did say Harbor Beach would win by 10 points. A field goal would be involved. Eli Kraft would have two interceptions and a pick six. I think I did pretty good.
I think you did pretty good.
Thank you.
I told a couple people two scores this week, and I was really happy that Harbor Beach did kind of back me up there in that case. But they played very well, and I'm really, really looking forward to next week's state champion versus state champion and Division 8 and Division 7 respectively. It'll be quite the battle, and from here on out, you can definitely see every mistake is going to be magnified to its finest tonight. You know, Harbor Beach made less of them, winning the turnover battle, and obviously their penalties were a lot less. They were 5 yards at a time, and they were in situations that didn't really make that big of a difference, where Pawama Westphalia sort of shot themselves in the foot a couple times and really made things tough on them moving forward.
You know, one thing that they talked about last week against Carson City Crystal Falls was Pawama Westphalia had 3 turnovers in that game, but still pulled out the victory. This week they had 2 turnovers, but things turned the other way.
Well, both of those turnovers led to points, and that's really key. And again, the little things that I think Mike's referring to, besides all the making good tackles and not making stupid penalties, for lack of better word, is winning things like special teams. Keeping Pawama Westphalia with those pooch punts from Eli Kraft, they had no return on those. They were angled out of bounds versus Pawama Westphalia's efforts to keep it out of Travis Essemaker's hands and allowing guys like Josh Shelkey to have 70-yard kick returns. So a lot of those things really add up in a ball game, and Harbor Beach having 0 turnovers really makes a big difference.
Mike, final thoughts.
Final thoughts are Harbor Beach, I feel, was the better football team today. Eli Kraft played spectacular, as usual. The kid's just a heck of an athlete, heck of a football player. Really enjoy watching him. I think they're going to play an even tougher team next week. They're going to have to play even better than they did today to win. It's going to be as tough of a quarterfinal game as last year. I know it's not a private school, but it's just as good of a football team. It's a powerhouse program that won a state title last year. And like I said, it could basically be home field for them. So my final thoughts are, if they have a good week of practice and play a great football game, they can win, and we'll see what happens.
Well, thanks for your help today. Of course, we'll be back next week with the state semifinals game against Ishpeming. Not quite sure on their mascot right now, but we'll get that all those details squared away. And as rumors are out there that Harbor Beach might be playing in the Superior Dome in Marquette, Michigan. Time to be determined, day to be determined, location to be determined. Stay tuned on WLAW Sports at 102.1, 1340 AM, thumbnet.net, or on Twitter at WLW Sports to find out all the details there. So on behalf of the entire WLW Sports broadcast team, Director of Sports Information, Doug Cole, Associate Director of Media Relations, and Social Media Director is Kayla Carson. Back in the studio pushing all the buttons, that is Michael Kaufman, our sideline correspondent,